"We want to stay alive," chanted thousands of women in Argentina's capital. They come here every year on March 8 to remind authorities that a woman is killed in gender-related violence every 30 hours. Jamín Barasponce says authorities need to do much more.
They have to stop the killing. We are a generation of rights. Being on the streets is what makes us demand change, and we will continue coming here until we feel protected by the state.
In 2015, the Not One Less feminist movement started in Argentina. The main objective was to denounce the rise of femicides in the country. But the movement helped achieve much more.
Women rights groups say that they have won several battles in their fight for equality in Latin America in the past years. Argentina legalized abortion in 2021, and Colombia decriminalized the practice earlier this year. But those protesting here today say that protecting women remains a challenge in the region.
The movement has now spread throughout Latin America. On Tuesday, demonstrations happened all across the region, from the southern cone all the way to Mexico, where women rights groups denounce the fact that 10 women and girls are killed every day. The human rights groups Amnesty International reported that in 2020, over 900 women were killed because of their gender. And many families are forced to carry out their own investigations to find out what happened to their loved ones. And that's one of the reasons why women across the region took to the streets to say they're tired of being afraid.
We are here in the streets. We come year after year to fight for the same rights, to be equal, women to men, to be able to get rid of that fear that affects us all every time we go out to walk, to work, to meet friends. It's the fear of not coming back, of not seeing someone we love, and that shouldn't have to be like that.
Femicide has become a common word in Latin America, as feminist groups in the region try to raise awareness of a problem that these women say has been kept silent for too long. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.